Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Ring the Bell. We are hurtling along the road to WrestleMania. We're close to full speed. We're not quite there yet, but all the pieces are starting to fall into place. Hello, I'm your host, Andrew. With me once again, as always, it's Mr. Ross Bell.
Evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, good. Good, good, good. Happy to be back again talking wrestling.
It's been three weeks in a row. Like, I think
it's another interesting week, isn't it?
It has, yeah. We've got another match confirmed for Mania now. We'll get into that. We've got more pieces, more groundwork being laid for other Mania matches.
I like how they're taking this kind of softy, slowly approach, because there's been Manias in the past where kind of everything's been set in stone like 5 weeks before, whereas stuff is slowly building towards Mania, which is quite nice.
It's got that air of, you know, you kind of you think you know what's going to happen, but they're just chugging it along and almost like trying to time it so you don't have too much getting announced at the same time and losing the impact. So we've got, what, four weeks to go. Like, and we've got the main event set. We've got, you know, the main event, definitely WrestleMania Saturday, I assume, set. We've got the title matches set for the men's and the women. You've got the secondary titles pretty much in play, and I think will become the end of this time next week.
Yeah.
And then you've then got 3 weeks of just building and building and building. And I think this is, I think, a sign under the new creative leadership. How it's being done, I think, at a better pace for the viewers.
Yeah, I was speaking to Ali earlier, former member of this podcast. He said that at the minute, this has been the best sort of era of wrestling that he's ever, the most enjoyable era of wrestling. It's the best time of wrestling in his lifetime, which... So the Attitude Era, when you look back at it, when you think back at it, the nostalgia of it is great, but the in-ring, maybe not so great. At the minute, everything's hitting. Nothing's missing. Storylines are fantastic. In-ring is fantastic. It's, I think he could be on something.
We've said before on last week's show, the depth of the roster in terms of star power is probably at the biggest, the highest it's ever been.
Yeah.
I like that it appears that they're not focusing too much on the ratings, which are a little bit fluctuating on week, but they know where they're going. Like, don't worry about buy rates because it's all on the network now or whatever. So there's no
money's in.
Exactly. So they know what they want to book, and they're going to take their time with it. And yes, there's a lot of social media chat about AEW and obviously what they've done this week, and they've made some big moves and making some big moves, but WWE know where they're going. They know where they want to be. And they're going to get there, and that's that. There's been a little bumps along the way, and obviously the whole Rock Cody stuff, but it feels like they're back on course, and it feels like it's working, and it feels like it's all fitting and slotting in at the moment.
I saw a Chelsea fan tweet about Fulham saying that Shad Khan sold, what did he say? He sold Alexander Mitrovic for $50 million, so did he give the money to Tony to sign Okada?
Maybe that's it. Fulham indirectly bankrolling. So when Sasha debuts this week, as is expected, we could look at who's Fulham's next big profit they can make from, because they've got to pay Sasha somehow. Okay, let's kick off Monday Night Raw. We are spending this week in the great state of Texas for Raw and SmackDown. Raw is is being held in San Antonio this week. Opening the show, Cody Rhodes, straight away talking about The Rock's social media and SmackDown promos from the week before. Very clearly told him never to talk about Pharaoh, his dog. Do not mention Pharaoh.
Damn
Randy
right.
Rhodes has been all over on social media about you leave the dog alone.
We're both dog owners. We know that.
Exactly.
It's home.
Leave the dog. Seth came out and announced that he is now 100% cleared to wrestle, as he hinted about in Australia at the Chamber. And he also said that him and Cody will be on SmackDown this week to answer the Bloodlines Challenge. Seth also came up with a new name for Rock, Diary Dwayne, which, if anything, showed to me that Brian Gerwitz is writing the promos again, because this was right out of the old Vince playbook.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's up there with the Rock's insults that he throws out, but I feel a bit bad for Seth in all this. The crowd loves
the crowd
him. Something
bought
it. Chant. Yeah.
So yeah,
I just feel bad for Seth in this whole situation. He just can kind of like just swept under the rug almost.
I know a world champion is actually coming off worse, being in a program with he's kind of there or thereabouts with Roman Reigns and The Rock, and Seth's almost going to come out of this potentially with two losses at Mania weekend.
Like, why is
And
he
it's,
defending Cody? They had a massive war last year.
yeah, like, why they,
I don't
I don't know, I don't get it. Unless this ends
know.
up being Seth turning on Cody, but then that makes no sense for Seth
No, imagine
in
that
the
though.
sense of the feud with Drew. I don't know. I don't
Yeah.
know. But yeah, so that's where we are. They go off and they come to SmackDown this week to answer the
Yeah.
challenge. Up first in the ring, why this wasn't announced ahead of time, because surely anyone was going to want to see Dominic Mysterio get beat up by Gunther. Why would you not
Yes.
advertise this match? Really, really strange.
Yeah.
During the entrances, Michael Cole, very surprisingly, and again, I think a sign of the new ownership, the new creative leadership now, acknowledged Sting's retirement at AEW the
Yeah.
previous night. Didn't obviously mention AEW,
No.
but did announce, did acknowledge Sting's retirement, thanked him for his career. And then Pat McAfee added it was an epic match, but then was very quickly cut off by Michael Cole, because obviously don't give too much credit to AEW.
Yeah. I'm sure, I'm assuming you've maybe seen the match or seen the highlights. I think CM Punk was right. Don't use real glass. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't see the point.
No.
I don't know why you need to have glass for a
No.
start. I mean, yeah, it was insane. You've
Yeah.
got a guy in Darby Allin who is putting himself through this stuff almost on a weekly, monthly basis.
He's got Jeff in the locker room. Just look at the state of Jeff Hardy.
That's
Just
what I
look
mean.
what this
Like,
does to you.
and I saw he cut a promo on Dynamite this week because he's climbing Everest in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And he's literally gone out there and said, I'm going to wrestle next week against whoever it was. And then I'm climbing Everest and I genuinely could die. So this could be my last match on Dynamite. And it was said so casually. It's like, that's true. Like, you
Yeah,
can actually,
lots of
people have
people die
died
out there every
climbing
year.
Everest. Like,
Yeah.
this
Yeah.
man could literally be putting himself through plate glass, in like, through a pane of glass, and then less than a month later, he
Just
could die.
never
Like,
seen him
that's,
again.
I don't understand. Like, how could Tony, I get if someone wants to do it, they want to do it, but if you had the contract to
Yeah.
a multinational company, surely there must be something in place which stops that from being possible.
Yeah. Footballers can't ride motorbikes because it's too dangerous. Climbing
No,
fucking
Vince
mountains
McMahon
is
would
just as
never have
dangerous.
let Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Attitude Era, climb Everest.
Can you imagine?
Like, insane.
His beers would have frozen for a start.
Good to one, obviously.
Good match
And
though.
yeah, it was a good
Dominic
match. And
Mysterio has come on leaps and bounds as an
it is
in-ring wrestler.
insane, isn't
I was
it?
thinking this the other night. I watched the Rumble back because it's my favorite event of the year every year. Dom was superb in the Rumble. I just can't believe where he is now from where he was like 2 years ago.
I still can't believe that if things had turned out differently, Dominic would have eliminated Brock Lesnar. Like, he
Imagine.
would have eliminated Brock Lesnar and then lost to him at the Chamber. Like, that is insane that Dominic Mysterio would have eliminated Brock Lesnar from the Rumble.
I love the little backstage bits he does with Rhea Ripley as well. She was checking on the welts on his chest.
He got married this week, didn't he, Dominic?
Yeah, fair play. Yeah,
Yeah, he got
he's a good
married.
lad.
Up next, Nia Jax beat Becky Lynch by DQ when Liv Morgan got involved, carrying on that little three-way, or either three-way feud or two one-on-one feuds. It
Yeah,
was announced
I'm
late
a
in the
bit
evening that Becky
confused
will
what's
face
going on.
Liv. So we know obviously Liv, Nia lost to Rhea at Chamber, and
Yeah.
Becky hasn't beaten Nia yet, and
Yeah.
Liv still wants to get hold of Rhea, so she's kind of still in the mix.
Yeah, where's this
So
heading?
Nia has lost, but she wants to beat up Becky, who's facing Rhea, and Liv still wants to face Rhea. So Liv and Becky have now got an issue.
Is this just going to head to a four-way in France? Is this what
I
we're going to
don't.
have?
I possibly this probably is going to head to France for Backlash. Yes,
Yeah, like a
I think
four-way
this is
match
going to
between all
be.
four of
Yeah, I think so. Whether it's going to be Rhea
them.
defending or Becky, I don't know. But yeah, so Becky versus Liv is announced for this coming week on Raw. Up next, we finally got a bit of clarification on the Intercontinental Championship for Mania. We obviously discussed this last week. Adam Pearce announced there will be a gauntlet match this coming week on Raw to determine who will face Gunther for the IC belt at WrestleMania. Participants, Sami Zayn, makes sense. Shinsuke Nakamura, he's lost a few, but makes sense. Bronson
Yeah.
Reed, yep, makes sense. Chad Gable, absolutely makes sense. The story's there. Ricochet and JD McDonagh,
How
who Ricochet has not been around.
they
And
snuck in?
JD's, yeah, it was very. Because bear in mind that when Gunther was talking about his challenges last week, he name dropped The Miz and R-Truth.
R-Truth,
But
yeah.
they're nowhere to be seen. And Jey Uso, who Gunther acknowledged last week, is the first man who almost came close to beating him and
Yeah.
would have done if not for Jimmy Uso. Nowhere to be seen. Like, no
Yeah.
explanation. Now, we know it's going to Jey versus Jimmy at Mania. We know that. But
I'd much rather see Jey
storyline-wise, it
versus
makes no
Gunther.
sense why Jey is not in the mix for
Yeah,
this.
he should be the number one contender, really.
Very strange.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's coming this week on Raw. So I imagine that's going to get a fair chunk of TV time
Are you going to
to
win,
go
Andrew?
through that.
It's seemingly going to be a one-on-one at WrestleMania. You pick him.
I mean, the story's there for Sammy and for Chad. To be honest, they're the two. Both of them have built-in stories. Well, Chad
Yeah.
has the built-in story. Sammy has a story trying to redeem himself and become a champion and get to WrestleMania. So, for me, it's got to be one of those. But I don't know.
I'd love
Bronson
it to be Chad
Reed's
Gable.
Chad versus Gunter at Mania and Chad winning
Give
would
Chad the
be
full
the
Kurt
Mania
Angle
moment.
entrance as well, the
Yeah, the whole thing.
fireworks and the pyro, yeah.
So yeah, but it'd be that's a bit of a booking oversight that I wouldn't expect while Jay's
Yeah.
not there, given how they put over last week that he almost beat him. That was
Yeah,
very
really
peculiar.
funny, yeah.
After a few weeks of video packages and vignettes, Andrade made his Raw debut, they're calling it, even though I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure he wrestled on Raw before, like 3 years ago, but whatever. He beat Apollo Crews. It was a few minutes. It was fine. Judgment Day was shown watching the match, and the commentary team speculated that they may be looking to recruit Andrade.
Okay, it's interesting to see where Andrade fits at the minute.
He's a
Because he.
babyface, it appears, which doesn't appear to be
Yeah.
his natural positioning.
No. And he's got the ability to be at the top of this card as well. Because he is very, very good in the ring. His NXT run was absolutely superb.
And he's working under the right creative boss as well. Well, a lot
exactly,
better
yeah.
than the previous one. So
Yeah.
if he's going to do it, now's the time,
He could get
really.
TV time. Should be nice.
And you think post-Mania, there's going to be a whole shake-up of the title pictures. We
Yeah.
assume that I think it's going to open the doors for a lot of people to step up and
Yeah.
challenge.
Yeah,
And he
interesting
can
to
be
see
in
where he
there.
ends up. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and that's he spoke about Paul Heyman's 2024 Hall of Fame induction and praised him. It's very weird hearing them praise the man who's the wise man for the top heel group in the
Yeah,
industry. It was a
it's
it's one of
horrible,
those
isn't
things where you forget what he does on TV week in, week out, and you praise the man who, wrote bad checks to his ECW roster for a lot of years, didn't pay people and, all sorts of stuff.
Is this one of the most long overdue entrants in the Hall of Fame?
It is. Apparently he's rejected it a few times because he
Okay.
didn't want to go in while he was still an active participant
Fair
in
enough.
wrestling. But I think it was being in Philadelphia. And I have a feeling where we think maybe Roman's dropping the belt, even though the Rock Roman story will obviously come out of that, I think that's going to change the bloodline thing. So maybe he wouldn't be as necessarily active as he is now. So
Yeah, he'd be
maybe
much less
that's
involved,
another
yeah.
possibly. Or maybe it's just the fact it's Philadelphia. That was what swung it. I don't know.
It makes sense.
It could also be that this is Triple H's first Hall of Fame, and the fact that if this is his first one himself and he's picked Heyman, that could be an honor for him. And it'd be like, you know what? Okay, like you want me in your first Hall of Fame that you're picking. So, yeah, I accept. That's
I
maybe it's
bet
that as
Steph
well.
is thrilled about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Famous to get
yeah.
on so well, those two.
Up next, Sami Zayn continuing his story, of course, of trying to get to WrestleMania. He beat Ivar before the match, the big occasion, the big happening of the week.
My highlight of the week.
Michael Cole finally got his antlers. So for weeks, Michael Cole's had this almost weird fetish that he just loves the antlers that Valhalla has been wearing. And he's been marking out over them. And this week she came out, she got on the announce table and gave him the antlers and he wore them. And it was incredible. Michael Cole got his antlers.
Absolutely, my highlight of the week. You look so happy.
How much better has Michael Cole become since everything all went down with the change of like
He's out of, he's the best commentator in wrestling history now for me.
I was literally about to say, we always spoke, obviously, for years, everyone's been like, which JR? Always JR. Do you think now Michael Cole has completely bypassed him, or do you think it's pretty close still?
For me, it was always Heyman and JR. That combination I thought was absolutely perfect because they just argue and it was real hatred for each other as well. Pat and Michael is so it's so good because you can tell they're genuinely enjoying their jobs and they like each other and it just it all blends perfectly together. And yeah, I think Michael Cole he deserves his flowers at this point. He's been there for so long, put up with so much shit from that company, and yeah, he's the best in the business.
I saw an interview with Corey Graves this week, and he said that his headset has never been as quiet as it has been in the last few months,
You
and he only
imagine.
now hears anything from Paul Levesque when he's done something wrong or if he's told a
Yeah.
joke, and he's like, keep it going, and milk it kind of thing. So, and yeah, I
Imagine
think
how
all
much
the
fun Cole's having
commentators
now then, yeah.
have come out and basically said, we don't get shouted at. Like, it's I mean, I love the reaction videos they post of Michael Cole going mad at the announce desk. It's so good
They're
to
so
see. And
good.
yeah, it's a guy who's enjoying his job. And for years, the torment that JR went through on the headset, you almost wish like a JR from 10 years ago would have loved working in that environment
Oh,
now.
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Also saw something about JR. Apparently he's getting paid better in his AEW contract than he ever did for WWE, which makes me think, are they really overpaying a man who
He's not very good at his job anymore,
I
for
know he's gone through a lot of personal issues and stuff over the years and he's recovering now, but
Yeah.
I don't see the point at this point. I don't really see what he brings AEW other than he's a
No.
name.
Excalibur and Taz are great. I like the two of them. I think they're very funny as commentators. They're not very good at commentating on actual wrestling, but their interactions between each other are very good. But yeah, what JR's bringing to that, I don't
They've
know.
got
Tony
Tony
Schiavone is
Schiavone, they've got
good.
Ian
Yeah.
Riccoboni, they've fired Kevin Kelly this week because he
Yeah.
doesn't really add anything. Like, I don't know what JR adds other than
No.
he can bring him out
It's
for a
just name,
pop
isn't it?
and
It's just
that's
a
it.
name value. That's what AEW trades on.
After the match, Sammy was tapped by returning Bronson Reed, obviously building up the Gauntlet match next week. Bronson obviously is one of the favorites along with Sammy. Main event, Drew McIntyre once again took on Jey Uso. Towards the end, Solo Sikoa got involved, which brought out Cody Rhodes. They had a little fight. Jimmy Uso then appeared at ringside, distracted Jey. Jey got back in the ring, hit with the Claymore kick. Drew picks up the win. Again, Drew winning is on an absolute tear.
Yeah.
It's insane. Post-match saw Seth Rollins run out, running past Drew, actually, who was on the stage walking back to the backstage area.
Yeah.
Seth took out Jimmy, and then Drew came back and laid out Seth with the Claymore.
I love the Claymore. Such an impactful finishing move. It looks
So
so
Drew
good.
once again ends the show on top.
The biggest hero in the company, really, isn't he? Like,
He
besides
has
Roman
to
and
win at
Rock.
Mania, right? Like, he
I think he
has to
is.
win.
Yeah. Seth's had a good run with that title. He's given it some credence, but yeah, it needs a heel champion as well, and it's gonna be Drew's gonna be great with it. Drew's really good, really, really good. He's in the sort of, for me, the best run of his career almost.
Well, we're looking at switching the roles. So we've currently got a heel champion, the babyface champion. It looks like we're possibly about to switch that, and then Cody can
Yeah.
have his run. I mean, what Drew on the heel side can do something with that belt.
Yeah.
And what Drew could do with that title is it boggles the mind. He could do so much good with that championship.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So that was Raw. Obviously, the big thing coming out of it was that Cody and Steph are going to be on SmackDown to answer the Bloodlines challenge. SmackDown rolls along into Dallas, Texas. Logan Paul opened the show. He's just a
Back.
great heel. He's just a great heel.
He's instantly hateable, isn't he? Before he even says anything, he's just such a
There are
hateable
heels in
face.
the business who have been there for years who couldn't hope to achieve the level of hatred that
Yeah.
Logan Paul gets without even seemingly trying at times. Logan Paul announced that WWE have gone to agreement with Prime, the hydration drink, of course, to become the first ever center ring sponsor in WWE. They are going to be the center ring sponsor on every premium live event, starting with WrestleMania. What do you think about adverts on the mat?
I don't mind it. I've been a big UFC fan for a long time and a big boxing fan. Once you get over the initial, oh, that's a bit weird. Like, it just disappears into like it's just part of the scenery. Like we've had light up ring posts, we've had light up boards around the ring and stuff. I don't think it's like a sacred thing that should never have a thing on it. I think it adds something to it. It makes it look more legit, like a legit sport almost.
I think Vince was always against having like adverts on the ring and the ring posts,
Yeah, I did
apart from it
always
was like
like
a
when they
sponsorship
had,
match.
I like when they had sort of like a WrestleMania logo in the middle of the ring. I thought that
WrestleMania
those things
12
look
had
cool.
that, and I think it was the only time they've done it, and they never did it again since then.
Yeah, that's my favorite Mania, so that's probably why I like
That'd be
that.
it. But yeah, I think it's one thing Nick Carnwell spoke about is trying to basically make more money out of. There's
More
a lot of
income.
I think they
Prime's
said
fucking huge. Kids
prime
love
real
it.
estate in the ringside area that we've never explored before,
Yeah.
and having it on the ring mat, and you can have the cool overhead camera and all that, and yeah, it can work. And I mean, look around the world now, prime is everywhere. It's all
Prime's
over Arsenal's
everywhere.
football ground. UFC, of
Yeah.
course, it's the first, like it's going to now be a joint sponsorship under the TKO umbrella of UFC
Yeah.
and WWE and stuff like that. And there was a press release I saw about it on the corporate website, and they're talking about all the that they're going to have like digital and media sort of advertising with the superstars and lots of premium live event activation things with the drink and everything. So yeah, it's going to be big money for them and more
Yeah,
exposure for Prime.
It's a massive step. It's a huge thing for Prime as well, because if you look at like Monster, they've got their limited edition Lewis Hamilton drinks that come out as well. So you can have a Roman Reigns Prime or
Absolutely.
a Cody Rhodes Prime. Like, they've already got the colours, the red, white, and blue candy, whatever plop it
Done
is,
that.
candy
And
popcorn.
in
Yeah.
this country, where at first we had a real stock issue with Prime, it's everywhere now.
Yeah.
Like every
Yeah.
shop, like the expensive supermarkets to the budget
Yeah.
shops, all
Take me
have
bargains
Prime.
next door
Like
to me at work.
it's everywhere now. So there's no issue with stock now in this country. So
Yeah.
yeah, the potential they have to start getting that all over is huge.
Yeah.
And yeah,
All the
I
money for
think
them.
once you get over that thing, oh, there's a thing on the mat. I think, you know.
Yeah, it'll take halfway through the opening match on the pre-show of WrestleMania thinking, oh, that's a bit weird, but never mind. And
And that'd be it.
done. Yeah.
So after Logan Paul announced this, he brought out his friend KSI, who got massive boost and announced he had travelled all the way from the UK to be there. Randy Orton came out with a little music trickery, tried to RKO Logan. He escaped, and then KSI got RKO'd and body was dragged over the Prime logo.
Takes a decent RKO. Does
He does
KSI, because he's
actually.
not a trained wrestler.
He does. I like how they took the boos and the heat that the sponsorship got, and they used it as a magnet for the angle. I like that. I thought it was a good way of announcing that, and they knew
Yeah,
it would get booed. So instead of just someone,
definitely.
oh, hey, Triple H come, or Paul Levesque coming out and announcing it, you can have your heel announce it. It makes sense for Logan to be the one announcing it, and then you
Yep.
can sort of transfer the heat from that onto Logan Paul. Really good, really, really good.
Yeah, ring 11.
Okay, Orton's in the ring, so he stayed there anyway for his tag match with Kevin Owens taking on Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. We don't need to real guess who won this. It's pretty simple. Orton and KO won. After the match, Logan Paul got involved, attacked them both for a bit. Tried to hit Orton with the brass knuckles. He got the knuckles off Logan, went to
Yeah.
hit him, and almost hit Owens by mistake, starting to build that tension between Orton and Owens ahead of WrestleMania. So all good.
Again, slow burn.
Achieved everything that it needed to achieve.
Yep, very
Backstage, Bailey cut a promo about damage control
good.
and about she built this monster and now it's kind of being everything she wanted to be, but unfortunately she's got caught in the crossfire of it and everything.
She's leaning really heavily into how she's on her own now, which makes me think some she's not going to be on her own now come WrestleMania. It's not going to be Mercedes Moné
No,
like you said earlier. She's an A&W now, but.
I think given that it got to Naomi, I'm guessing it will lead to Naomi being the one that will kind of back her up.
Yeah.
But maybe there at the end, maybe there'll be more. Naomi was shown watching the promo, then Bianca showed up and kind of, I mean,
I like heelish
it come
Bianca.
across very heelish, and I think that's a good way for it to go because she is kind of lost in the shuffle now. And I
Yeah.
think
A
if
heel
they
turn
want
would
to
do
go
her
with
really
her
good.
and Jade, for example, Jade is a superstar, she's a babyface, so make
Yeah.
Bianca the heel. That's fine. What I love about this is this is the thing that has bugged me for years about wrestling, and I love that this is now being addressed under Paul Levesque.
Yeah.
Just because someone turns babyface, it doesn't mean that all the babyfaces start being her friend immediately.
Exactly.
Bailey has been a bitch for years, and
Yeah.
she's attacked Bianca, and they've
Yeah.
had their issues before. Just because Bailey's now a babyface, and she was only a babyface because she got beat out of damage control. She's not like she chose to turn into a good guy.
No, she would still be part of that heel group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love the fact, though, because we always see someone turns babyface, and they're teamed up with someone they fought, and it's like,
Yeah. Hang on a
no, you should.
minute.
Like, explain this. Just because you're now a good guy, that doesn't mean
Yeah.
you automatically get on with the other good guys. So Bianca doing this, while it did tease at a heel turn, actually it just made sense. Like,
Yeah, it's just logic, isn't
and her
it?
saying to her, I mean, we haven't been here for a few years. You haven't seen that. You can feel sorry for all you want, whatever, fine. But
Yeah.
with all due respect, you've not been here to see what damage they've been causing. No pun intended. I've been here.
Okay.
I've been on the end of it. So I
Yeah.
don't feel sorry for her. She created this monster. She's now has to pay for it. Too bad. So
Brilliant
I like that.
storytelling.
Not only was it teasing a heel turn, but the logic was so simple, but really, really effective.
Yeah, spot on.
Up next, we're carrying the continuation of the Pride, I think it's a group of the team name, and the Last Testament. It's Bobby Lashley taking on Karrion Kross. This still feels like a big deal, even though it is solely a TV feud, and Karrion
Yeah.
Kross, is he getting over? Like, is
I
this act
think he
starting to
is.
click?
I think it is. It's taken what a good sort of 2 years at this point for him to really sort of make an impact on SmackDown. Like we were there in Cardiff and he was in the front row,
Yeah.
but nothing happened with that.
Like he debuted in an angle with Drew and Roman, but chasing the championship, and then literally weeks later, he was nowhere to be seen.
Putting the AOP with him is a really clever move, I think. It gives him legitimacy because they're fucking huge. And put him against Bobby as well. Bobby is a superstar. They can put Bobby wherever they want, and he can always be. He can instantly challenge that title shot again. He is an absolute superstar. I think it probably heading to Mania for a six man, which I'm fine. That would be great. That would be absolutely fantastic.
It's a like one mid card match, which will go like 5-10 minutes. It'd be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It gets six people onto the Mania card. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like, that is it. No issue. Yeah, match ended with in the DQ. Last Testament got involved. Street Profits ran out, but then they were beating down with Lashley. And the Last Testament stand tall again.
I quite like that. It's good because it's always the... they're not really faces, I guess, the Street Profits and Lashley, but they are in this feud.
I think they are the baby face. I think they've subtly changed them. They are fully baby face, which... fine. Okay. Like, the Profits are over. Lashley's over. So fuck it, let it be baby faces.
But I like that the heels are the ones that stood tall because it's normally the faces come down and make the save and they stand tall to see out the segment. But yeah, the Last Testament were like, yeah, no.
I wonder if Triple H, a noted, big legendary bad guy, is maybe always a heel favouring booker in the sense of let the heels get the come up, let the heels get the advantage because when they get their comeuppance, it's even sweeter. It's 101. Like, wrestling's built on it.
This is
like,
the reason you
make
have
the bad guy look unbeatable. So when the good guy finally beats him, we all love it.
Exactly. Yeah. Just simple storytelling told well.
Tiffany Stratton was in action. She's getting over. Huge. Which is great to see. But you do wonder if it's going to affect any plans they had for her and for other women as well. Because how long can you keep her out of potentially bigger scenarios?
That moonsault, Andrew.
The handspring back elbow is the best one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's the elbow itself. Like, the handspring is fine. It's the elbow.
She actually hits properly.
Again, it's no disrespect. She's no longer with us. But China, awful back, awful handspring elbow. Other wrestlers have done it. But the handspring is not the issue. It's the elbow. No. After the handspring, the elbow looks really weak.
It'll just fall into them.
Exactly. Whereas Tiffany lands at a distance where she flies into them with the elbow. And it looks absolutely looks brutal.
And
the moonsault is an absolute thing of beauty.
It's just too pretty. It really is. It's so athletic.
She pretty much squashed Mitchin, and her rise continues. If they can sort of just hold this off just with like another 4 or 5 weeks, you could slot her in a higher position after Mania, it would work. The only question is how long can you hold her off as a babyface? How long can you hold that tie until you have to just let the fans go with it?
Yeah, that's the problem. If you bump her straight up to the main event level, presuming Bayley wins the title at Mania, you've got a massive babyface challenger for a babyface champion. It doesn't it doesn't always work very well.
But again, we had this last week. It's never a bad thing to have people that are over. It's just what you do with them. But it's never really a bad problem to have.
No.
AJ Styles was up next, cutting the promo where he announced, we explained that he attacked LA Knight at Elimination Chamber, travelled all that way to attack him with the chair because he felt that LA Knight was trying to gain momentum at his expense, which actually he kind of was. AJ returned and then LA Knight was still doing his shtick and AJ took offence to it. Simple. Fine. But we are just logic. All we ask for is logic.
Yeah.
LA Knight was shown watching this and then basically challenged Styles to start next week and then he beat the hell out of a TV with a chair. So,
strange,
fine. So, next week we're probably going to get face to face and possibly a Mania match announcement there.
Yeah.
Which, again, is a night one Mania 10 minute match. Could open the show, actually. Yeah. Generally open night one.
I love AJ. I'm great. Glad that he's back. And I like heel AJ as well.
I don't think he's quite settled into the role yet. His promo, he still has almost like a baby face promo cadence that I think he needs to work on when he's a heel. But he's getting there. And he's jacked as hell as well. Like, he looks insane.
Yeah.
Bayley versus Dakota Kai was announced for next week. So continuing that, I'm sure we'll get probably more heel beatdown shenanigans and damage control. And maybe Naomi will step up or someone else will step up and help Bayley out.
Yeah.
Okay, main event segment time. This is basically what the whole show was built around.
Strapping.
The Bloodline are here. Roman Reigns came out. And then The Rock came out with a slightly tweaked entrance with lots of lightning and darkness and... my God, he looks like a megastar.
Doesn't he just,
Also, you notice they've now put red eyes on the Brahma ball in his thing just to make sure that he's a heel. One thing I did notice, and I'm guessing this is because of the whole trademark thing that he got, you know, WWE.com always have photos of the TV shows every week. They don't have any photos of The Rock.
They're not.
They have Roman coming out, they're Roman in the ring with the Bloodline, and then the photos just end. Like,
Wow. Okay.
I'm guessing they're not allowed to put photos. They have them on the front page, but in their actual photo gallery, for the last 2 weeks now, there have been no photos of any part of the segments where The Rock's in. And
Wow,
I could only
I've not
assume it's
noticed that.
part of that trademark thing when he became a TKO director that he got full trademark to The Rock that they
It's
can't
weird
have
that they.
photos.
It's
Very
strange
peculiar.
that they let him let that get away as well.
Yeah, very strange.
Yeah.
So Rock comes out nearly 10 minutes, as we said, 10 minutes before they really started the promo on a 2 hour show. Like, come on, you need to tighten this somewhere. Like, come on. They were very quickly interrupted by Cody and Seth coming through the crowd.
Yeah.
It lost a little bit of effect on Cody's wall in the entry because he wasn't
Yeah.
there to do the wall and the crowd, so it lost a little bit. But I like them coming through the crowd. Seth had a bit of tape over his mouth that they didn't even acknowledge, but he took off and it's like, "You're gonna tell us why you had some tape over his whatever? Fine, sure, okay." Rock actually cut another social media promo. I think it went out on Thursday or Friday, where he basically said to Seth, "Oh, you." Call me diarrhea, and you wait till Raw went off the air to run your mouth. And is that what you do when USA say no more live? You're not on air. You can say what you want. You're scared. It was fine. Rock was able to use naughty words that he couldn't use on TV, and
Exactly.
it's fine. Like, you know, and he had another go at Pharaoh. Do not touch the dog. Leave the dog out of this. Once they're in the ring, Cody mockingly asked Rock if he even had the authority to issue that challenge, given that he acknowledged Roman Reigns as his trouble chief the week
Brilliant.
before.
Excellent
Rock
line.
basically said, oh, I did that because that's what family do. And then, for some reason, reiterated the stipulations, even though we clearly knew that seemed like a waste of time when you don't have a lot of time left
No.
anyway to go over the same thing again. Seth then, at this point, Seth just woke up and went into the hottest Seth been on the mic, it seemed, in a long time. Called The
Absolutely,
Rock a walking midlife crisis.
Super.
There was a diarrhea chant, which is like, oh, fuck's sake, but it works and it's over and it's like, fine. And The Rock even let it play out and he sold it and, yep, fine, okay. Brian Gewicz has earned his money there, getting that little line in because this is fingerprints all over this. Seth announced that they accept the WrestleMania challenge, of course, to the shock of nobody. Roman then piped up and said, "Cody, you're gonna let this cross-dresser talk to me?" And it was like, oh, and there's been a lot of
Yeah, that's a
criticism about
rock line.
this.
That's not a
There's,
Roman line.
and again, this is a Brian Gewicz, this is a Gewicz thing. There's a lot of criticism online about using that term, and it's like, yes, in this culture, in this environment, maybe not. But on the other hand, and it's playing devil's advocate, don't hark back to the days of wanting Attitude Era stuff, but then moan when you get stuff that is literally from the Attitude Era.
Yeah, that's the
Like,
problem.
this is, because it's Bron Gerwitz, and it's this is he wrote the Attitude Era stuff, so this is stuff that would have been said in 97, 98, and 99.
Absolutely,
You want them to keep doing Attitude Era stuff. They've given you a line straight out of the Attitude Era, and now you're moaning. Like, make your bit, if out of place for Roman to be saying it,
Yeah, it was a rock line. It really was
it's almost like, have you got the wrong page of the script there? Like, this, okay, fine. Roman then said that if Cody loses at WrestleMania, his future is over. The Rock then chimed in again to remind Cody and Seth that he's on the TKO board of directors. They own WWE, so essentially he is their boss, and he will make sure that Cody never gets another title match, and Seth's title reign will just go away. And I like that, again, that blurring of the lines where it's like, he actually is on the
I
board.
am
He is
the
technically
boss.
the boss or one
The
of the
boss's
bosses.
boss.
So, yeah. Then he
Because Harvey's
addressed
not on the board, is
Cody.
he?
Sorry?
Is Triple H on the board? He's not, is he?
No, he's not.
No, so he is
He's
like the
just
boss's boss,
just in the
isn't
hierarchy of WWE. He's not on the TKO board.
he?
So he is essentially Triple H's boss too. Very weird how, like, we saw them feud in 98 in a ladder match and, like, they were the future of the company, and now
Imagine that.
all these years on, they are literally the company. It's so weird.
Crazy, isn't
Very strange. The Rock then spoke to Cody
it?
about his family and said how his sister's a cheerleader. His brother is a future Hall of Famer. Obviously, don't mention his name, of course, but we know who he's
No.
talking about. And then said, oh, you're the younger sibling. You're like 20 years younger. And it's like, well, you're not. You're like 2 years younger than your sister. Like, and I think his sister even tweeted saying, it's 2 years. I think even Brody Lee's wife, Amanda, tweeted something about, it's not 20 years. Like, I don't know if the Rock just misspoke or he's playing into the I'm a hero, I know what I'm talking about, you can mock me kind of thing, because that's what he's doing. And then said, Cody, your younger sibling, because you were a mistake. And the crowd were like, oh my God. And Cody looked a bit, oh, he sold it. And he slapped the Rock. And then the show went right off the air immediately because they run out of time. It was a great line. It was a really, really killer line. And the slap was perfect because it played off the slap at the kickoff event, the launch event for Mania.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was another really good segment that sort of gave us, one, the confirmation of the match at Mania, but also give us a Rock versus Cody promo battle before Mania. Give us that on Raw with no time restraints. Let those two go at it. That's what I want to see.
Because I watched
it. It's got to happen.
There was a TikTok earlier, John Cena's greatest sort of put downs, basically, of everyone that he's ever had massive feuds with. Cody can do that. Cody, he might not be on Cena's level, but he can have a one-on-one with The Rock that is as good as Cena had with The Rock or Cena had with Punk or with Brian or whoever he's done with.
Are we saying, I mean, Cena obviously is legendary. He's top tier.
He's king of the hill.
Would you say Punk is much better than Cody in a way? They're very different styles, obviously. Very different.
Yeah.
In a way, is Cody not as good as a lot of those people that we consider God tier?
I think you've got Cena. He's S tier. He is way above everyone else. CM Punk for me is in that next tier. He's in the A tier. He's fantastic on the mic, and even now, still fantastic on the mic. What he was 10 years ago, Cody is approaching that. I think Cody's really he's come on massively. The EVP stuff in AEW helped hugely to get him kind of sort of more confident, I guess, just to really just be himself and talk. Yeah. How he needs to talk, but I think put him in with The Rock one on one, like you say, that'd be fantastic. Because look what it's done for Roman having that thing with Cena. Because he looked like a bunny in the headlights, he was terrified of doing promos. He would stumble over his lines and he would make mistakes. And it took the fact that Cena would take the piss out of him for making mistakes in his live promos.
But you also go back to when Roman this whole thing started, sort of September 2020, wasn't it, when he came back? And he was just him. He's just working with Heyman. Firstly, at that point, those early promos, you compare them to now, and it's like, oh my god, like, what? Like he was pretty good then. You're like, oh, this guy can talk. But you go forward 4 years, and it's what, for 3.5 years.
Yeah,
and you think this guy is like, he doesn't always say a lot, but my god, what he says and how he says it.
The Bloodline stuff last year when Sammy was involved, that was. Roman was right up there, approaching Cena levels of just incredible on the mic. But give us that one-on-one. That'd be great. They've got to have it at least once, surely.
You've got to deliver a Cody Rock promo battle on Raw. You've got to have it on Raw as well. I think it only works on Raw. And
it means more and more, doesn't it?
You've got 4 weeks now. We know the match. The match is set. Now give us that. Well, Rock's announced for... Is it next week as well in Memphis? I think it's announced for. So we're getting another Rock, and I'll assume Roman as well. We'll see if there's any more Cody and Seth involvement. I guess on Raw, they'll probably announce that if they're going to be crossing over again.
Yeah.
I should also assume we've given up on brands at this point now. Like, is the brand thing just gone now? Because people are just rocking up wherever they want. There's no explanation for it. So is there like a loose brand affiliation? But if they want to cross over, fuck it, just do it.
I think we know the draft's coming, don't we? So it's like, it doesn't really matter at this point.
Yeah, I didn't see a point of a draft. Like, I don't. I don't really get it. So that was Raw and SmackDown. So we now have another confirmed match main, and what I assume be the main event of night one. We now have Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins teaming up to take on The Rock and Roman Reigns. The stipulations, if you don't already know them somehow, it is that if Cody and Seth win, then for the Cody-Roman match at night two, there'll be no bloodline involvement. It'll be a one-on-one with no interference, but they're heels, so who could even believe them anyway? So,
how are you going to enforce
this? Yeah, if Roman and The Rock win, then it'll be bloodline rules where there'll be no holds barred. It'll be, I think, a classic Attitude Era style brawl with involvement up the wazoo and everyone you can think of and then some getting involved. We also now have one step closer to a confirmed Intercontinental Championship match. It's Gunther taking on the winner of this coming week's Gauntlet match, which will see Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bronson Reed, JD McDonough, and Chad Gable.
I'm saying Chad Gable.
Yeah, for me, it's got to be Chad Gable. The story's there. I like Sammy. I love Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy and Gunther could do great things, but Chad and Gunther have that story built in. It's number three. Chad wants to get revenge for making his daughter cry and beating him, and
Exactly.
it's the
Good
story is
business.
absolutely there.
Yeah.
Of course, elsewhere we already have the confirmed title matches. We have Io Sky defend the women's championship against Bayley, and Rhea defend the World Women's Championship against Becky Lynch. And on the men's side, we have Seth Rollins defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Drew McIntyre, which is night two. They've confirmed that is night two as a co-main event with the Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Before we go on to our next part, what do you think about the double duty being pulled by Cody, Roman, and Seth? Like,
I mean, if anyone's going to do it. Seth and Cody could do it in their sleep. I think they're
but Seth working two
absolute dark
nights is
horses.
probably going to be one of his first matches back after being off for 3 months.
Yeah, but he's a CrossFit god, and
True.
he'll be in peak condition. He actually introduced the world. It's like the World CrossFit Championships this week, and Seth was like the main sort of host of it, and introduced it to everyone, which is pretty cool. You got a little peek into the real Seth Rollins as well, because he came on as Seth freaking Rollins and did his big sort of wrestling bravado stuff. And then someone asked him about what will take the win. He said, "Well, just have fun, kind of fun. Fitness is supposed to be fun," is what he said.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was
I say
like
what
that.
my I mean, I didn't have bad opinions of him and Becky as like a wrestling couple, but that Hot Ones that we
Yeah.
spoke about last week, that for me really just showed they're just a couple of people. They're just a couple, and like they seem good and they seem fun people, and it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, I like it.
Yeah, they're living their best lives, aren't they?
Also, did you see John Cena? I think he's doing press for his new movie that's on Amazon Prime now, apart from obviously the OnlyFans stuff blowing up the internet, obviously. And he's teasing there's more malicious, like, there's more like salacious content to come. So, oh my God. But he was doing a press thing and he was asked about, like, does it bother you that you've never had like a 5-star match? And would you come back to wrestling to get that
Oh, yeah,
five
I
star
saw
match? And
this. Yeah.
he basically got, he had a bit of like, oh, okay. And he was really diplomatic, which, as apart from the Vince stuff we spoke about previously, he is diplomatic. And he said, like, I'm not knocking that system and it's great and people want to use
Yeah.
that. But for me, I want to entertain the people in the arena who've paid their money. And if that means having a 0-star match, but they've been entertained,
Yeah.
that's it. It's like that is literally, and I'm not criticizing the whole 5-star Dave Meltzer stuff, whatever. People want to
No.
go by that and they want to live their wrestling viewing by that, crack on. But
Yeah.
like I was at All In last year at Wembley, and I know I saw matches that if you want to put assist, I know he gave some of the matches more than 5 stars. I know what I loved. I know I loved the Will Ospreay match, and that probably
Yeah.
got 4 or 5 stars. But I didn't base my love of that match on what Meltzer gave it or what star rating it
No,
got.
not at all. Yeah.
What do you deem a 5-star match? Like,
Yeah, exactly. It's
what's the
completely,
criteria?
it's subjective. Every person will have a different opinion on every match. We've talked about the main event of WrestleMania 12 before. That's one of my favorite matches of all time, if not my favorite match of all time, the Iron Man match. Other people can't stand it because it goes on forever and there's one pinfall in it.
Yeah, and that
But
was
I think
after
it's
the actual 60 minutes.
exactly,
Like,
yeah. I think it's two men at the absolute peak of their powers wrestling an absolute clinic. But that wouldn't get 5 stars from Meltzer. I don't know what
I
it
know
did
that
there, but
this year at All In, which I'm going to be at, I'm going to be seeing, you know, barring off the injuries, I'm going to be seeing Will Ospreay, I'm going to be seeing Bryan Danielson, I'm going to be seeing Okada, I'm going to be seeing possibly Mercedes Moné in a match. You know, I'm
Yep.
going to be seeing Okada, one of the best wrestlers of all time. Many people say Will Ospreay, possibly the greatest wrestler in the world right now.
Yeah.
Bryan Danielson, one of the best of all time. I'm going to be seeing all these guys, and they're going to put on what are probably going to be 4, 5, 6 star matches. But I'm not going to come out of there and go, and so, oh, what do you think? I was like, oh, can I wait till I read Meltzer's review before I give you my answer to that? So I know I loved it. I know,
Yeah.
because I remember last year All In, when the event started, a bit like, oh, like I know these guys, but I don't know the storylines. I don't watch AW. Like, I'm here for the fact that it's in Wembley,
Yeah.
and I love the CM Punk Samoa Joe match. Loved that, you know. And I was watching, but I wasn't really into the event. I was just an observer.
Yeah.
But when the Ospreay Jericho match was going on, then I found myself being sucked into it. And like I haven't seen Jericho work live for years, and I've seen my feeling about Jericho, you know, like many others. But the Ospreay match got me sucked into the event, and then I was all on board. I was literally all in. And for that match, I was involved all the way. I was invested.
Yeah.
And like I know Ospreay made his debut for AEW this past week, and him and Danielson's been set up for their next pay-per-view, which is gonna, I mean,
It's going to blow the roof
it's
off
gonna
them,
blow
doesn't it?
Meltzer's star ratings out of the fucking water.
Yeah.
Like, and for me, Ospreay put the belt on him. Like, come all in Wembley, you put the belt on him, like you
Yeah, he's
just
the hottest name in the
strap the
company.
rocket to him and that's it.
Yeah.
But I don't need Meltzer's reviews to tell me what I do and don't like. I know what I like.
No,
I've come
exactly.
around in the Iron Man match at Mania 12. We watched that match and I was like, actually, I like this. For fuck's sake, what have you done to me, Ross? You made me like this match now. But I
You
remember
think
Meltzer
about
giving that
Danielson
shit.
versus Ospreay? That is, it's going to be an absolute clinic. But you were up there in person. And you saw Gunther versus Sheamus in Cardiff, and that again, it's a completely different wrestling match, but it was a five-star
Absolutely.
classic. Like they're completely different.
Punk and Cena at Money in the Bank got five stars. It was
The
like one
match
of the
was
huge, like five
relatively
star matches
terrible,
WWE
but the
ever had at that point.
whole thing, it's got to take everything into account.
Meltzer gave five stars to the Cody versus Seth Hell in a Cell where Cody had the bruised pec. He gave that five
Yeah,
stars.
again, the
That's a
match
very different match to
itself.
Gunther versus Sheamus and Gunther versus Dre versus Sheamus. Like
Yeah.
they're very different matches, but they got the same star rating. So
Yeah.
what's the criteria from
Yeah,
here?
exactly. Yeah.
I love Cena's answer. It's really diplomatic, but you can
Yeah,
tell that,
basically, I do
oh,
it
I
for the
don't give a
fans.
shit
It's
about stars, but the crowd react to me.
what he's
That's all
always
that
said. Yeah.
matters.
As long as someone's reacting to me, then I know I'm over. That's what he's always said. And that's been his ethos for a long, long, long time at this point.
Right. Okay. So WrestleMania wise, we're still expecting Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens, especially after this week's SmackDown. LA Knight versus AJ Styles is pretty much all but confirmed at this point, and we're building. It feels like to Jay versus Jimmy. It's just a case of when
Yeah,
is
why have
that
they
going to
announced
be?
this yet?
It's very weird that Jimmy cost him the RC belt. Jimmy was involved this week on Raw, costing him the match against Drew. Like, what else is it going to take for them two to finally butt and go, right, let's do it,
Yeah,
brother
let's
versus
get them
brother,
fighting the Rumble
WrestleMania.
as well. Yeah.
And then there's Rikishi's been talking a lot about maybe being at Mania as well.
Yeah,
Like,
bring him in.
why not? Like, fuck it, just give him
Yeah,
a payday.
exactly.
You feel that any guy that's getting kind of linked to Samoa is like, am I in the Bloodline family tree? Can I get a payday out of this? Like,
Yeah, where give me
am
that
I
picture. Where
involved
am I on this
here?
tree?
Yeah.
They bring
Okay.
Jimmy Snuka
Also,
back. I actually remember
WrestleMania
that.
weekend, we have the Hall of Fame, of course. Look forward to
Yes.
every year. Great to see some of the legends get their respected and their deserved place.
Yeah.
Announced within the last week, we have Paul Heyman in Philadelphia. It's overdue, well
Yeah.
overdue. It's going to be an incredible speech. If he's given time, the live mic, sweet baby Jesus and the orphans, that's going to be insane. We also announced that Bull Nakano is going into the Hall of Fame.
Wicked.
That's amazing. She's one of the
Yeah.
best female wrestlers of all time. WWE fan, WWF fans, probably not hugely known other than the stuff of Alundra Blayze in the mid-90s. But she's so much better than that. She
Yes, she
was
is. Yeah.
absolutely insane in Japan and incredible. And yeah, that's again, since the Hall of Fame switched to a switch from like a WWF thing into like a wrestling industry acknowledgement,
Yeah.
then that's when you start saying, well, yeah, Sting got in. He never really did much in WWE. Bull Nakano didn't do an awful lot in WWE apart from she won the Women's Championship. But you know,
Yeah.
but this is acknowledging our whole wrestling. Yeah, career and her influence. And yeah, well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, we have the US Express going in. Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda. Barry Windham's already in there with the Horsemen, of course.
Yeah. Again, they were in
But
NWA for a year, US Express.
yeah, again, they made their names. I mean, Mike Rotunda was always IRS. He was never Mike Rotunda in
Exactly, yeah.
WWF. He made his name elsewhere. And as did
Yeah.
Windham was there under three different characters, but never just Barry Windham. He was the
No
Stalker, he was the Widowmaker.
one knows, yeah.
He was Blackjack Windham.
Yeah.
He was never
Another one, yeah.
just Barry Windham. Like,
No.
really, it absolutely insane. You do wonder, and this goes on to the possible inductees and the rumored inductees, given obviously Mike Rotunda and given how close Windham is to the Rotunda family,
Yep.
would Bray Wyatt, Windham Rotunda, of course, does Bray Wyatt go in now because this is the first Hall of Fame since his untimely passing?
Yeah.
They've done it before, you know. What do
I
you
think they
think?
should.
Do
I think they
you put
should.
Bray in, or do you avoid the inevitable and you do it another year, maybe?
No, I think you go for it now. You strike while the iron's hot. It's the year of his passing. He was, like we talked about in the last episode, it's not just us that feels like how we feel about Bray Wyatt, the character, and obviously the man as well. I think he would deserve to go in there eventually at some point, maybe 20 years in the future if he'd lived and had a full career. But for the work he did alone with the Wyatt family and The Fiend, I fucking love The Fiend. He was so good, and I was into the stuff he was doing when he came back. Put him in there. Have Bo Dallas introduce him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another possible inductee's name's coming up this week. Haku, again,
Yes, get him in.
absolutely deserved. Only because if you don't, he'll beat everyone up. He's still he's got a reputation of one of the toughest men ever in the
Yeah.
wrestling business. And yeah,
I won't mess
he's
with
absolutely not. Even now, like I
him.
saw it, I haven't watched him yet, but they've started the new series of Dark Side of the Ring on Vice, and the first episode was about the Shockmaster. And they had Haku on there, and he's
He's never
never
seen
seen the
it,
Shockmaster. And the video of him watching it and seeing it for the first time is like, oh my God. Like,
has
and this again was a guy
he?
who's got a bit of controversy. Of course, if you remember, he was at the 2001 Royal Rumble while
Yeah.
he was literally the WWE Hardcore Champion. He was on their
Yeah.
TV show the week or 2 weeks before as Ming,
Yeah.
as the Hardcore Champion, and then rocked up as Haku and got into a feud with the Brothers of Destruction.
Love that
Like,
return. Big, massive afro,
brilliant. Yeah, that was
yes.
great. The last one, Lia Maivia, The Rock's grandmother, who was married
Yeah.
to Peter Maivia and then took over the sort of Honolulu wrestling hotbed, as it were, and kind of one of the first influential female promoters in wrestling.
Yeah. Feels slightly tenuous. Feels slightly that it's very much influenced by a certain man on the board of TKO these days, but.
Yeah, so this leads into the latest Dwayne Johnson speculation that it's being reported that Rock has had a major input, or in one report I saw, a complete input into the inductees this year. And that would maybe be influenced looking at Haku, maybe. I don't know what the Dwayne Johnson Paul Heyman relationship and dynamic is like,
Yeah.
but definitely the Lia Maivia thing. I did see the report say that if the people that are rumored do get announced, then we'll know for sure that Dwayne Johnson has massive influence on the Hall of Fame this year. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say people don't deserve their place, but
No.
there's always that slight sort of twang of, but are they in there because they deserve to be, or are they in there because somebody got
Yeah.
on the board and wants
Is
to
it
see
nepotism,
somebody?
reverse nepotism?
Yeah, and it's, yeah, I mean, Liam, the thing is, I mean, Vince McMahon's chauffeur got in there. James Dudley went in on the first Hall of Fame. So I
Exactly,
think,
yeah.
like, Coco
It's a
Beware,
free-for-all.
God bless him, but is Coco
Exactly.
Beware a Hall of Famer? No, he's not.
No.
So Lia Maivia was a famous wrestling promoter in the Honolulu area, Hawaii area, being one of the first female promoters. So yes, she probably does
Why
deserve her
not?
flowers in the Hall of Fame spot.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Now, last week we spoke about, of course, WrestleMania. Every decade of WrestleMania has the big babyface ending. WrestleMania 10, of course, had the Bret Hart win. WrestleMania
Yes.
20 had, we're not going to talk about the main event, we had the Eddie Guerrero Kurt Angle match, of course. WrestleMania 30 had Daniel Bryan, Miracle on Bourbon Street. And WrestleMania 40, we think, is going to hopefully have that same big babyface ending with, of course, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
That led us to look at, let's do a weekly feature for the next few weeks where we will go back and we will watch, not as a watch along like in the past, we will
Yeah.
watch the main event of each of the decade WrestleManias, and we will have a bit of a chat about them. And that's what we've done this week. We've started, haven't we, with Bret Hart versus WrestleMania 10, Ross.
Yes, WrestleMania 10. I've watched this whole event this week because I've never seen this WrestleMania.
Really?
I've seen Bret versus Owen, and I've seen ladder match. But I'd never seen this match before. This one passed me by WrestleMania 10. I don't know why. I've only ever
Didn't we
watched
do some
them.
Mania 10 stuff for a watch along once?
We did that
Did we
match.
do the ladder match, or did we
Yeah.
do the.
That was my first viewing of the ladder match when we watched it for a watch along. And
Okay.
yeah, I quite enjoyed this. I love Bret Hart. I'll put that out there now. When we did the Greatest of All Time podcast that we did with Kevin Mann from the Attitude Era podcast, I put forward Bret as my one as the best of all time. I think in ring wise, Bret is absolutely superb, and he got a good match out of a man that how much did he weigh at this point? Did you say 500 and
568, he was announced as.
I mean, that is the size
Who'd
of
already
three men.
worked previously in the night as well.
Yeah, a longer match earlier with Lex, which can't have been easy because Lex is famously not the best in the ring. Not a technician on the same level as Bret, shall we say. But yeah, I thought this was good. And I thought it was nice for Bret to get this after what happened to him at WrestleMania
Yeah, so.
nine.
Obviously, so you had the Hogan stuff. So a little bit of background on the story they had. So the previous year
Yeah.
at Las Vegas, Caesar's Palace, obviously outdoor,
Yeah.
horrendous Mania, awful
Terrible
Mania,
mania.
Mania 9. Bret versus Yoko main event. Yoko was the undefeated challenger, won the Royal Rumble. Bret was the champion, had been since October of 92 when he beat Flair. Fuji threw the salt in the eyes of Bret when he was in a sharpshooter. He went down. Yoko hit the leg drop, one, two, three. Then Brett did the whole Hogan come out, no, no, brother, this is, and Brett was like, go, do it for me, Hulk. They've never been on TV together, and all of a sudden now
So
Brett's endorsing him
gross.
in. Hogan wins. Awful, awful thing,
Yeah.
which has never been explained. Bruce
No.
Pritchard explained on the podcast once, that doesn't make any sense. Even Conrad was like, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make
Exactly.
sense, an explanation. Then Yoko obviously won the belt back from Hogan at King of the Ring, squashed him, killed Hulkamania for 9 years till Hogan came back to WWE.
Yes.
And then Vince basically, okay, Brett, I made a mistake. Like, you were the guy. I'm
Yeah.
not going to spend the year building you up. But then, hey, we've got Lex Luger. He slammed Yoko on the USS Intrepid. And then Lex was the experiment. Lex did not get over, despite the millions spent on the Lex Express.
Yeah.
Absolute disaster on all possible levels.
And the end of show celebration in the middle of the show for a match that
Yeah, so he main
he
evented SummerSlam against Yoko. He
win.
won by count out, but they did the whole babyface celebration with the guys coming out and the confetti. It's like he won by
On
count
Macho's
out.
shoulders. Yeah. He's not the champion.
What the f no, that's fucking awful. Then we had the famous Royal Rumble where both went over at the same time and it was a draw. And then they did the coin toss on Raw where Lex won. So the agreement was that Brett would face Owen in the opening match of Mania and Luger would get the first shot of the champion Yokozuna with
Yeah.
special referee to be announced on the night. And then Brett would then face the winner of that match in the main event.
Yep.
No matter if he, I think it was, he didn't have to beat Owen, did he? Because he was facing Owen anyway.
Yeah, that
So
was
obviously,
the
he didn't beat Owen.
bit.
Owen won, one of the best openers in WWE history. Don't know if he got 5 stars from Meltzer. Don't give a shit. But that was a great match. Owen won, huge for Owen. Lex lost to the body Q to Yoko when Mr. Perfect went heel and DQ'd him for shoving him, which they announced was like a year in the making for when those two had a bit of a backstage fight at Mania 9, which is a really
Yeah,
tenuous fucking
which
explanation
no
for
one remembers.
an angle which went nowhere because Perfect didn't even
Yeah,
fucking wrestle in 93 or 94. So what was the point anyway? Yeah, so main event, Brett versus Yoko. Special referee, special ring announcer first was Burt Reynolds, who
oh,
was drunk
it's
as a
so
skunk.
wasted.
Mike, and also he had cue cards, which fair enough because he's not a,
Yeah.
you know. Could the writing have been any bigger on the cue cards? Like it was almost like it was like two words
Yeah.
on a card.
Yeah.
It's like, here is the, so Jesus Christ, Bert,
It's
you
like a
are
massive
smashed.
black marker written in huge capital letters for him.
Unbelievable. Roddy Piper was announced as special referee and the place came unglued. It went
Yeah.
banana in MSG.
It makes sense as well. The history of Brett. It makes sense.
Piper was at WrestleMania 1, and then he faced,
Yeah.
as they allude to, he faced Brett 2 years before WrestleMania 8 in a great, great
Yeah, brilliant
Intercontinental
match.
Championship match where Brett got his first singles title as well. And Piper never lost to anyone in that. Piper didn't do
No.
jobs. Piper put him over gangbusters. Go back and
Yeah.
watch that match. Absolutely incredible. Yoko tapped for the bell. Brett was limping after his match with Owen earlier in the night. It was a classic big man, little man match that Brett could always work so well anyway. Like,
Yeah.
he would work around Yoko. Yoko could do what he did really well because he was a good worker, despite his size.
Yeah. It was,
Cornette,
yeah.
yeah, the thing is, Yoko was so good, and if he could have managed his weight in the later years, he could have done so much.
Yeah, he could.
Like, there
That's a
was
shame.
always so much talk during the Attitude Era that they were trying to bring Yoko back. Like, he was still on the health farms, and they were still trying to get him to lose weight. And they wanted to bring him back to do the Heart Foundation stuff, and he just couldn't manage his weight. Like, Hogan wants to bring him to WCW to get his win back. WCW signed anyone.
He
They wouldn't
wanted
even
to be the
sign
biggest
Yoko.
wrestler, didn't he? He wanted to be
Yeah.
600, 700, 800 pounds. He wanted to see if he could do that.
He couldn't not eat. Like,
No.
that was unfortunate. That was it. And yeah, it's a shame of what he could have been, like, even bigger than he was in that. Like, as a star, he was the star of the company. Like, he was the champion for almost a year at that point. And
Yeah.
yeah, just thinking what he could have done in later years if he could have managed his weight.
Yeah.
There was a couple of really good near falls. Brett got off the bulldog and the elbow. Really, really good near falls. Really good. Jim Cornette got involved at one point, pulled Piper out of the ring on a two count, so Piper beat him up and just punched him. That was good. Yeah, fun.
I like Cornette like this. I don't
I
like
do.
Cornette what he is now as an angry old racist man. I've much preferred him as a manager with a tennis racket.
The finish is pretty famous at this point now. Yoko hits a belly to belly Catches him right off the top, and then pulls him into the corner for the bonsai drop. Then loses his balance, falls down. He sells it, he's hit his head, Brick gets the cover. 1, 2, 3.
It's a clever way of finishing it because there's no logical reason why a man of Brett's size would be able to do a move that would put Yoko down for a three count. I
If
just
you're not
think it
going to
works
do a
well.
sharpshooter submission win, and if you
Yeah.
want Brett to get a pinfall, but you also want to protect Yoko that he didn't tap out to a
Yeah.
sharpshooter, then a banana peel finish kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I don't have any problem with it. I thought it was a very good match for the time. And the people involved, like I said earlier, Brett could work with a broomstick. Him and Shawn Michaels were just the best. Yoko, it was a good match for Yoko. I've seen some terrible Yoko matches where he just doesn't work and he spends the whole time leaning on ropes. But yeah, it was
SummerSlam
good.
against Lex, for example. There
Exactly,
was, like, I
yeah.
think it was a 9-minute nerve hold at one point, which is illegal. Should be illegal on a wrestling pay-per-view.
I think he was very much from the Brock Lesnar school of. I don't want to work with you, so I'm not going to
No.
work with you.
Yeah. It was Brock versus Dean Ambrose, exactly what it
Yeah,
was.
I'm going to make this as hard for you to do anything as physically possible.
I don't care that I'm annoying the fan base, but
No.
I personally want to fuck this up for
Yeah,
you.
I'm getting paid either way. So.
So after the match, all the baby faces came out, all the top baby faces, and Bob
Yeah.
Holly for some reason. Tatanka was there, Razor Ramon was there. Lex Luger came out first and did stare down. Then he endorsed Brett in the handshake,
It's
and
a weird
yeah, they
bunch of
put
baby
Brett on their
faces, isn't it?
shoulders. Vince McMahon was like, "Look at this in the ring, and I'm going to go join them." It's like, that's weird. You're just
You're
a
a commentator.
commentator,
What are
because
you
at that
doing?
point he wasn't the owner.
Checking your
Like,
box.
it was a commentator. It's like, fuck
Yeah.
off. And then Owen came out for the little stare down, and like, what about me? That was great. And yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole night was like a Vince apology to Brett. So, okay, I was wrong
Yes.
to go with Hogan. Like,
Yeah.
I was wrong to let Hogan do what he did in 93. Like, you were the guy. You've
Yeah.
proved it all year in 93, working with some great people and making it work as well.
Yeah.
And like, King of the Ring 93 was a Bret Hart show. Had three great matches that night with Perfect and
Yeah.
Razor and Bam Bam. SummerSlam 93 got a great match out of Glenn Jacobs, the Isaac Yankum
Yes.
stuff. He had no right
Yeah.
getting a match that quality
No.
out of him, and he did.
Not at all.
And yeah, that WrestleMania 10 was the apology to Brett, and Vince finally realized, okay, you're not the Hogan size, you're not my stereotypical WWE
Yeah.
champion, WWE champion, but I'm gonna give it to you, and here's the ball. No, run with it, and he did.
It seemed like every 10 years, Vince would just realize, hang on a minute, like these little guys are really quite good. Let's just give them the titles.
Yeah, what only happened every 10 years? It's,
Yeah.
yeah, very strange. So next week we are going to go to WrestleMania 20, and we are going to
Oh.
focus not on the main event of that night, for obvious
No.
reasons, but we are going to go to Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle. My God, I can't wait to watch that this week.
Oh,
Cannot wait to watch. I
yes.
haven't watched that
Yeah,
for. I'm sh Have I watched it since Mania 20? Like,
don't know if I
surely.
have.
We didn't. We haven't done that for a watch along, have we?
No, we never got to 20.
Have I seriously not seen that since Mania 20?
What else
Jesus
is on the Mania
Christ!
20 card? Obviously, there's the triple threat match.
Brock versus Goldberg. You sold that match.
Yeah. Oh, shit,
Oh
yeah.
yeah, oh yeah. Taker returned as the
Yeah.
Cowboy Deadman.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Christ almighty. It was Evolution taking on a Rock and Sock
Oh,
connection.
that was when The Rock had his first ever coked up promo. And in
Christian versus
oh
Jericho.
my God, yeah.
Fatal
Christian
four-way
Trish
tag
Stratus went
team.
heel after the match and become like sexy heel Trish. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's some crap here. There's a Cruiserweight Open with Chavo, Akio, Billy Kidman, Funaki, Jamie Noble, Nunzio, Rey Mysterio, Shannon Moore, Tajiri, and the Ultimate Dragon.
There's probably some really shit like tag team turmoil match or something as well.
Oh yeah, strap in. Rob Van Dam with Booker T defeated Garrison Cade and Mark Jindrak, the Dudley Boys, and La Resistance.
Me.
And Cena won the US title, of course. We've done that
Oh yeah,
match.
that was the start. We did that match. That
Yeah,
was the start of Cena. He beat Big Show for the US
he's a big
title. Yeah, I
show.
remember that. Cena's were awful punches. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I can't wait to watch Kurt versus Eddie. My God,
No,
that is a
21
clinic.
minutes that goes.
That is a clinic. Okay,
Yeah.
right. Lastly, before we wrap up, because we're pretty much at the end of the show now, I want to give a couple of shout outs.
Yeah.
First of all, want to shout out a long time friend of the podcast, and us, Life in Brick. Is all about Lego, all about that Lego. For about 6 years, he posted daily on Instagram with a new picture that he himself did every day for 6 years. That's insane. Absolute dedication. It's not necessarily every day now, but he's still putting out a lot of stuff, especially Deadpool at the moment, with obviously Deadpool and Wolverine coming out in cinemas in a few months. So yeah, he's all over the socials. Look for Life in Brick, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. He does a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of walkthroughs for Lego games. I believe he's also got a discount code on the light sets for Lego sets at the moment. So if you want to add some some lighting effects to your Lego sets, then check out Life in Brick, and I believe he's got a discount code for them as well. And also, for our other shout out this week, you are just about to hear them, their work at the end of our show. They're responsible for our themes, and we may well be dipping into their catalog for a little freshening up, because there's a song they've on their new album Modern Problems, which has a particular section that is absolutely made for ringing the bell. So I was speaking to one of the band members today. He's going to send me over some clips, and we're going to see about maybe giving the show a bit of a fresh up.
Oh, nice.
Tell us about that. They are best busking for misfits. They're all over social media, on all of the socials. So go and check them out. They do a lot of live shows in the Portsmouth surrounding areas. They've got their own radio show on a local radio station once a week. They play some music from up and coming bands. Let's go check them out again. Busking for Misfits, all over social media. Go and check them out. Find them, give them a list. And the new album on Spotify now, Modern Problems. Give that a stream. And yeah, go enjoy Life in Brick and Busking for Misfits.
There you go. If Life and Brick does seem to have a discount code for the McLaren Formula One Lego set that's just come out, I would take
There you go.
that.
Go and check that out. From what I've seen, they pretty much release lighting sets for all of the main stuff that comes out. So there's a very good chance that they might well have it. But yeah, if like Ross, you're interested in the Lego set and you want to give it some extra lighting razzmatazz, then go check out Life in Brick and they will send you the right way with the relevant discount code.
Nice.
Okay, right, let's wrap this up because this has been another jam-packed week. If you want to contact us and let us know what you think about what we spoke about or anything we haven't spoken about, you do so in the normal multitude of ways on Facebook at Ring the Bell Show and on Twitter and Instagram at Ring the Bell Pod. Ross, what's the email address?
Ringthebellpod@gmail.com.
Lovely. And you can also listen to us on various platforms and outlets on Anchor, where we're hosted, or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music Podcasts, or wherever you get your audio podcast greatness. Ross, any last words before we wrap up for another week, a third week in a row?
We'll be back again next week with another podcast. The road to WrestleMania is heating up. I'm excited. I can't wait to actually watch a Mania live. I didn't watch last year's live or the year before that, but this year's I'm fully in. I want that attitude era ending. Can't wait.
Yep, we think we've got our plan set for this year. Night one, we're going to be at our friend of the podcast, Martin's, for Mania. And then night two, we're going to be at mine. So Ross will be there. We'll have Coleman there. Ed Price will be there. And
Might be
Martin
a
will be
live
there. So yeah,
podcast.
we'll see.
Maybe
Well,
record
yeah,
some
we'll
reactions when Cody wins all around that glass matches.
absolutely. We could record some 5 a.m. reactions from a drunk slash tired slash sleep deprived slash coffee and monster fueled
You go.
or prime fueled. Hell, why not
Prime
prime
fuel, yeah.
hydration?
Let's get on
Why
the
not?
prime.
Let's bring it all in. Fuck it.
It's prime
Let's
energy drinks now. Let's do
try the flavors. We'll start putting them in the
that.
backgrounds of our videos now. So yeah, and our photos. So yeah, and as Ross said last week as well, if you want to leave us a voice message and a voice note, we can read that on the show and
Yeah,
answer. You can
definitely.
do that on the various podcast outlets.
Yes. Leave us reviews, leave us voice messages, send us emails, get in touch.
5-star ratings, always appreciate it. It helps with the algorithms. That'd be really good. And
Mel's not
yeah,
going to give it to him, so you make sure you do.
exactly. Right. Thank you for listening. This has been another entry in our building portfolio of On the Road to WrestleMania. We can't wait. There's so much good stuff happening. So much. There's a lot announced for Raw and SmackDown this week. So yeah, plenty to talk about this week or next week, shall I say. Okay. Thank you for listening. This has been Ring the Bell. I have been Andrew.
I've been Ross. Andrew.
Yep.
Ring that bell.
Thank you.